I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine got the green light to strike Russia with American long-range missiles this week. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock tells us.
We talk about this in the backdrop of already an existing escalation because Russia has already been launching a higher number of rockets and drones into Ukraine. We're seeing massive destruction.
Since the war began, SGA has distributed over 25 million meals through Ukrainian churches and reached 1.2 million Ukrainians with the gospel.
These are people that would have never, ever graced the door of a church. And now they're walking to the church because it is the only place to get warm. It's the only place to find hope. And they're finding a relationship in Jesus Christ.
Pray for the peace of Christ. Then as Christmas approaches, here's one way you can plan ahead to share Jesus with the children in your life. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
kids between the ages of 4 and 14 are interested in spiritual truth.
Their Christmas-themed devotional engages children with God's Word. There are wonderful things to share at Christmas concerts, school events, and even alongside gifts to family or neighbors.
That's what we're talking about right now. Kind of redeeming the holiday. Obviously, Christmas is a holiday that we celebrate Jesus' birth. But what an amazing opportunity it would be to see young people, kids, teens, and families coming to the Christ of Christmas.
Each devotional has an invitation to accept Christ on the back cover, plus stories for the month inside about God and life. You can check out the digital samples of Christmas, Harvest, and Easter-themed devos. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.